Hello, Infinity here. It is 11:16. Now 11:17 in the Pacific on 4/26/2020. That snorting is my dog making a bed. She just started doing that right when we started. So I'm about to get into the shower and my bath and do my whole Sunday ritual in there. And I was just guided to, before I get in there, to pull a card from my new Oracle of the Hidden Worlds I introduced you to last time. And to get a card, and that I wasn't going to pull a card, that it would fall as I was going through it and clearing, because the cards are still kind of sticky. They're an interesting, I like their texture. They're not like super shiny, so they photograph really well. I don't have to deal with a lot of glare. When I get my Oracle cards printed, I'm going to look into this type of paper because it seems really durable, and it's thick and it's soft, and it doesn't catch the light with a lot of glare, which is really nice for taking pictures. I always think about photographs as that's one of my things. So anyhow, so I got a card. And I'm about to read it, and then I was guided to record it and share it. So here we are. The card that fell was card number 25. Open like the lotus. Flowering spirit, revelation, maturity. So, are you going to be done with all that? How about you finish? I'll go grab my coffee, because I wasn't planning on doing this. And then we'll start back up here in a second. Alrighty, looks like she's settled and I'm all set here. Number 25, open like the lotus, flowering spirit, revelation, maturity, on pages 84 and 85. You have opened fully and flowered. If you feel you have not, this is the time to contemplate this lotus and see what takes place when you, like it, fully open up and bloom. It takes time to open in nature and in life, and we do so because it is our very nature to expand and open up to our full potential, to all that we are. This lotus is being its most potentialized self. But we humans often stop at certain points upon the opening process and feel and grow comfortable there because we have received cultural and societal approval to stay there and go no further. But your full potential lies in continual expansion. For you, it is not so much the continual expansion of the physical self, for we all grow old. This is the transitory nature of physical existence, but we expand in the soulful self. We keep opening our minds, expanding our hearts, extending our spirit, and unfurling the petals of consciousness until we are open and in bloom. All about us are these bright sparks of the divine, like the fairy tending to the lotus. These are our sparkling moments of divine connection, coming at unexpected times, reminding us of our sacred nature, urging us to go beyond what our world wants us to think of. Not the natural world, but the constructed human world. And when these moments come, that brief, glorious moment of bliss helps us to continue on the soul's journey to first bloom, then evolve. This card is your reminder to be like this lotus, to open up, to extend, to explore your full potential, and to remember that where you are now may not be where you are being urged by the soul to go. come back to your deepest values, measure your life against those, and make that small change that we will see you flower today. Make that small change that will see you flower today. And illumination, I am opening up like the lotus flower, and when I am open, the divine can reach me. Oh, look at that. It's 11:23, 1, 2, 3. And we're 5 minutes, 27 seconds in here. Yeah, I think it was in my last or my second to last podcast. Like right when I got this card, I was like, oh, that's hilarious. I just said these words. Because there were so many different, I was like, I said these words. And right when I saw this card, when I turned it over, because it fell upside down. And when I turned it over, I saw it. It's a beautiful painting. It's so pretty. Card number 25, open like the lotus. I'm going to take a picture, put it on my Instagram. And it makes sense that that's what I said, because like this says here, you have opened fully and flowered. And yeah, I know, and I, this is something personal I'm sharing. And if you, and if this resonates with you, if you feel like this is where you're at, or maybe you've opened fully, but you're still kind of in suspension in some way, again, I am opening up like the lotus flower, and when I am open, the divine can reach me. And it makes perfect sense also that I'm getting this right before I go and meditate to go and connect. It's, you know, even those like me who teach and preach all this stuff, we need those same, you know, messages. And oh my gosh, my neighbor is crushing cans right now, and I'm gonna go meditate right next to that. It is so loud. I wonder if you guys can pick up on that. Oh, fuck. I'm not sure what's gonna happen with that. Okay, well, whatever. Sorry, that just really got my attention. I'm like, because I know when he does this, and he doesn't do it that often, but when he does, it kind of goes on for a while. Okay, so is it okay? So I'm just gonna start here. Illumination, I am opening up like the lotus flower, and when I am open, the divine can reach me. So this card is your reminder to be like this lotus, to open up, to extend, to explore your full potential, and to remember that where you are now may not be where you are being urged by the soul to go. Come back to your deepest values, measure your life against those, and make that small change that will see you flower today. So it's a commitment to the self. It's, you know, coming back to what you, it could be a self-care thing. Like for me, it definitely is. Like I'm definitely open, but being open and being better with self-care are like jointly connected. Because I just need to take better care of my divvying up of time, I guess, and getting to certain things that I'm supposed to get to that gets pushed back. And it's usually like the me thing. And yeah, so I definitely need, if there's anything that's like, you know, coming at me to pay attention to, like there's this one spot where I personally need to, you know, put more weight on the scale, you know, to balance things out, so to speak, would be to just before all this happened, I was getting these visions because I'm running late for my meditation, and and I'm thinking about when the last time it was that I actually did this and didn't get pushed back and back and back, and it's been a couple of weeks actually. And I'm getting kind of scolded by the team. And I'm like, when was it? They're like, it's been that long, you don't remember. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm already like getting scolded for it being so long. And it's ridiculous because I'm supposed to go there and do this type of thing. If I'm being honest about it, like every day. And sometimes it gets pushed back, and I'll do other meditations. I'll like just, you know, laying in bed or whatever, but I won't get to the whole full, you know, I guess shebang, ritual, whatever you want to call it, you know, for, it's supposed to be at the minimum like that one time a week on Sunday at 11:11 or right around it. I could be a little bit behind, but so at this point it's 11:28. We're 11 minutes 18 seconds in, and so it's not, so this will be short because I'm not going to be too far behind. But anyway, I personally need to get better, and this is something that's been kind of a theme and looming over me about doing and being more regimented with my with a schedule, but it's just been so hard with things being so and crazy intense the way they've been, and way, I mean, they were for me personally before the whole pandemic thing when I was working on my website and doing all that for the last couple months, like round the clock, like working my ass off on all that stuff. And now that is set, and then I hired somebody to do my mobile, and that was done, and so I mean, that's just been like blending into this pandemic thing. Anyway, it's just, I tend to be a workaholic. And like I said, like I will just go and put things off and just not do big laundry, just wear the same, like I have a lot of clothes that I've acquired over the last year, just free, just getting it for free basically. And, but it piles up, and then I end up, just to save time, wearing like a really, really, because I'm always home, like it doesn't matter, just the stuff that's comfortable. So it's just, it's tough. But then there's a lot of laundry that's piled up, or like before I know it, there's a pile of dishes in the sink because yesterday I didn't get to them, so today it's a pile, like that sort of thing. But it's like, it's so hard with time and all the different things and stuff that could just comes up out of the blue, stuff that I have to, you know, and I feel, I very much resonate with the whole butterfly thing, because it's like here, there, everywhere, and it just, you know, that it helps to not be surrounded by a lot of physical interference. But I also have a lot of animals that I take care of, and it's only me, so it either doesn't get done or it gets done by me, inside and outside. So, I mean, that's my life. I've taken that on. So, and it's been given to me, and there's a purpose to all that. So it's not like I'm complaining or anything. It's just the way that it is. But aside from that, I mean, we do have a definite rhythm and a schedule to stuff with the animals. So that's not a problem really. It's just more, not breaking things down and building a light sort of schedule that I can work off of. And those meditations being one of those things that I'm supposed to do more and more, just because every time I do, I get so much more information. It's so powerful. I level up. It's healing for me. There's no downside to it other than it tends to take a lot of time, and I think that's why I put it off. But my guides keep saying, yeah, but if you carved out this time every single day, it wouldn't be a 3-hour thing. But you've turned it into a 3-hour thing because it's like cleaning your house. Like, I'm not going to clean it all week because I'm busy working, so now I have to clean. It's going to take me all day. It's kind of like the same thing. With the meditation thing, I'll be like, okay, well, I didn't get to a, you know, that whole thing today, but I will tomorrow. And, cause I didn't have 3 hours, and it's just one of those things where I think, and I know that once I get into a rhythm of that, of doing that every single day, it will be maybe an hour, you know, and I can definitely afford an hour to, you know, to really get into, cause that's like in the shower, bath, that whole thing, you know, it's different than like when you run in, rinse off and you jump, you know what I mean? Do a quick like soap and get out of there versus a whole like, you know, bath with the candles and the crystals and the essence and the 30 minute pre-meditation that I go through. And then, you know what I mean? It's just like on, and before you know it, it's 2.5 hours, and it's like, that's just a lot, you know. But at one point it was supposed to be like that, but it's I've graduated, I guess, and I'm still in the habit, in the rhythm of a certain other thing, and my guides are trying to get me to move past, like, even though it's like energetically I know and I'm working and I'm like doing that, it's like in the physical I'm still in a certain regimented, and I'm breaking out of that in different ways. I'm cooking meals so much more, my appetite is so much better, I'm physically stronger, I'm way more connected. There's just so many upgrades that have happened, but then there's just a couple of things that are that I'm regimented about, that I haven't like moved out of that lane yet. And so that's, I guess, personally where I'm at. If that resonates with you, or at some point in your journey in life, you'll remember this, or whenever you hear it, maybe in the future. Hopefully these messages have helped you. They've certainly like I've shared, they've certainly resonated with me. I know all of this stuff, that it's all about, like, if you go to my website, there's like evolve all over it, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to evolve, and we're here to open up, and we're here to change, and we're here to tap in more and better every single chance we get, and make that the priority. And I know that once I do on an even grander scale than I have, and I get, now I feel I can open up a calendar and put things in and make it work for me in that day and all of that, because I've regulated my energetic system to a point where I don't feel like I'm in the throes of it so much. Yeah, I get tired, and if I have to, you know, move things around because it's one of those days where I'm really transmuting for the collective, but I can anticipate that with times of the month and with stargates and full moons and all of those dates. If I look ahead, I'll go, oh, these are the dates that, and I'm sharing this with you guys because if you can relate to this, if you can follow this with me, if you want to do this, and I think I'm going to definitely, I know I've said it before and who knows, but my website wasn't ready, and now it is to a point where I can really get into the forum of my podcast. So I'm going to make a forum for, you know, people who want to get on a schedule for their work, for their creativity, for just their life, and especially in where a lot of us, most of us hopefully, are still staying at home. It's good to have a regimented schedule. So as best we can, you know. So if we can get on on something that says, you know, look, we're starting the new month here in a couple days, so it's the perfect time to do it. My guides are telling me, like, this is, and then they were, as we were talking in the shower when I was getting stuff ready, I was like, they're like, you could just schedule things out, look at the calendar. And I was like, yeah, you know. And so, yeah, it would be good to look ahead. These are things I've been talking about and supposed to do for months now, and I haven't gotten to it. And but it would be looking ahead in the month, and we know where certain dates are. We know where certain definite power ascension days are. We know where new moons and full moons are. We know where the stargates are. We know where phase 1, phase 2, and phase 3 of the portal is for the entire month, and for every month for that matter. So I'm going to spend the next couple of days going through my calendar and doing what I should have done back in December and January when I got my new year calendar. I never did it. And I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to share it with you guys, and maybe I'll do some kind of sign up thing where people who want to go through, you know, their days, their weeks, their month, knowing ahead of time what to look for, where might be potential days where you're not going to want to schedule too much for yourself just because this is going on, and when it's scheduled out, you can, as you're in it, you'll be really aware of it. Instead of like seeing things pop up from people like me on the day and be like, oh, is that happening today? You can know ahead of time for yourself if this is not already something that you're doing. So I'll do that. I'll send out an email and to my subscribers on my website and see who may want to join me in that. And we can just have a little forum area on my website where we can just go in there and drop in and talk about, you know, maybe tips and tricks on how to, you know, do different things, or if you're really good at scheduling stuff or whatever, you need help with it, you're like me, you want to be more regimented with stuff, and it's really like, this is, I see it as, you know, my life, my work, my self-care, but I see it mostly as like, it's just my duty. That's how I talk about this for everybody, as if you're somebody who is a light worker, or an empath, you're somebody who knows that you have a divine soul mission, and you're just, you know, going through this whole awakening process, and you know, this whole thing, open like a lotus, you want to open up more, you know, you're like, oh, I'm definitely on this train. Like, and we all can use all the help we can get. And I know for a fact, when you have other people doing the same thing, it definitely helps. So, or maybe I'll do it on Facebook. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it on both places. But anyway, if you're interested and you want to join me in that, or if you have suggestions for it as well, drop me an email, infinity, at thehealingbutterfly.org is my email. Info is also here in the podcast about my website. You could go ahead and take a look. And I guess that's it, you guys. I hope you have a great Sunday. Thanks for joining me for these few minutes. I know I usually have really long posts, so it's cool to do a short one. Thanks for being here. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. If you don't hear from me again, you may not. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the rest of my day now. But anyhow, please go outside. Please enjoy nature. If you haven't checked out my Instagram yet, go ahead and check it out. I've been posting new digital art and information about the happenings, I guess, of what's going on a little bit. And it's a fun, I think a fun follow and informative follow too. So if you're on Instagram, I am at the.healing.butterfly. And that's it, you guys. Oh yeah, and my YouTube. My YouTube is Infinite Love Light Energy. I'm going to be changing it soon, but for now, that's what it is. Infinite Love Light Energy. Okay, you guys, have a great day. Love you. Bye.